Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all our listeners on today. Yes, you are now tuned in to Facing the Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Dr. Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, we bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for another great opportunity that you have given us, Father God, to come on the radio, Father God, to share, Father God, and to encourage, Father God, our listeners, Father God, especially those who may have a bowed down head on today. Oh, Father God, we pray that we would say something that can encourage them on our show on today. And Father God, we pray that, Father God, all that we do and say will be of that pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and that you may get the glory out of all we do and say. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. All right, listeners. Today, we have a very, very exciting show for you. And remember, listeners, you too can join in this awesome conversation on today just by pressing that number one on your phone if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your thoughts about today's topic. Our topic for today is a showcase and a gospel concert to remember. Yes, we're going to be discussing on today a showcase and a gospel concert to remember. All right, listeners, our guest for today is Sister Lisa Harris. Yes, Sister Lisa Harris is one of the singers with the Unstoppable Gospel Creators of New Orleans. I'm going to bring her in now in the studio live with me at this time. Good afternoon, Ms. Harris. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm blessed on today. We're so very happy to have you as our special guest on Facing the Fears on today. All right. And I want you to tell our listeners, share with our listeners on today a short bio about yourself.
Okay. My name is Lisa Harris. I'm married to Deacon Roosevelt Harris, Jr. I have five kids, five daughters. And I belong to our church is Israel Baptist Church in Harvey, Louisiana. That's in Harvey, Louisiana, on the West Bank, city of West Bank in Harvey. And I sing with a gospel group, the Unstoppable Gospel Creators. We've been singing 39 years in the singing ministry.
Amen. Thank God for you on today. We're not going to prolong the time. This is, we only have 30 minutes on air today, and we're going to go straight into our show. I'm going to remind you again, our topic today is a showcase and a gospel concert to remember. Remember, listeners, don't forget to press that number one if you want to say something to Sister Harris, just want to encourage you on today. I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. All right, Sister Harris, you are one of the lead singers for the Unstoppable Gospel Creators, right?
Yes.
And I just heard you say that I'm going to ask you, how long have you been singing with the Unstoppables? Have you been singing the whole 39 years with the Unstoppables, or you sung with another group before you started singing with Unstoppables?
No, the Unstoppable is the first actually group I sung with. I've been singing 7 years. My husband been singing 39 years. He's the founder of the Unstoppable Gospel Creators. Him and the guitar player named Willie Houston. They are the original two members of the group.
All right. My other question I have for you on today, my understanding is that your father was a gospel quartet singer as well. Am I correct?
Yes. My father, he was a manager of a group.
Yeah. Can you share with our listeners on today, what's the name of the gospel quartet group that your father sung with?
He sung with the Antioch Gospel Singers in New Orleans, Louisiana. He's from New Orleans.
The Antioch Gospel Singers?
Mm-hmm.
No. So how long did your father sing in the gospel quartet group, if you could remember?
He sung 40 years that I can remember.
40 years. So quartet singing is no stranger to you, am I correct?
No, ma'am.
So we're going to get right down into our topic for today, showcasing a gospel concert to remember. Listen, let me share a little bit about what Sister Harris and myself is going to be talking about in reference to this topic. Being a part of a showcase, and many people have never heard of being a part of a gospel showcase before. Our guest will be sharing the great news about gospel showcase. If you are a person with a gift, a great singing voice, or a group that sings, then you would want to hear more about today's episode. And we encourage you to hang on in there and listen so you can learn about gospel showcases. And it gives people an opportunity to be heard by professional producers, promoters, and other musicians who are in the gospel field. Now, today's episode is going to be surrounding a great, 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 great showcase and a great gospel concert that's headed here for the city of New Orleans. And that event will be held on September the 2nd. Yes, Saturday, September the 2nd. And I'm going to yield here, and I'm going to let our guest give you a little bit more details about what's going to be happening here in our great city. Sister Lisa, can you share with our listeners what is going on and what is so important about a showcase and a gospel concert, and what's going to be so important and what's going to take place where we won't forget and we would always remember this showcase and this gospel concert that's coming up on September 2nd. Can you share that with our listeners?
Okay. Like you said, we having a showcase. It's called National Gospel Quartet Super Bowl Showcase of America coming September the 2nd. It's all groups coming from all over the world just showing their talent. They're going to have all different promoters going to be there and producers going to be there. So they're coming to show their talent, and some of them, the promoters will pick them up and sign them to a contract to get to explore their group. We got
great
stuff from New York, all over the country. They'll be there at this showcase.
Well, not only will the groups that's coming in from around the United States, but also the Unstoppables will be singing well on this weekend. Am I correct?
Yes. We will be performing on Sunday. With a lot of artists.
Right. Sunday is September the 3rd. So the Unstoppables will be performing on September the 3rd, listeners. And also we have another group, outstanding group from our own city, and that's Mr. Leo with the Melanie Clouds. And I understand he's going to be that with his group, and he's going to be performing as well on the weekend, this Saturday and Sunday that's coming up. And we are so grateful to have this great concert and this great showcase that's coming into our city. And we want to make them welcome and do everything we can to make them comfortable while they're here in the city of New Orleans. And listeners, I think that one of the national promoters that's going to be here is Mr. Joel Tyson. Yes, Mr. Joel Tyson is bringing his great, great, great event along with our very own Deacon Roosevelt Harris Jr., which is one of the persons who started the Unstoppables, creators of New Orleans. So you see, we're not going to just be supporting the outsiders, which we're very happy to have them to come in, but we are excited. We're all excited about our very own musicians and our very own artists that's from the city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I'm sure Ms. Harris have more to say about this upcoming concert. But listeners, we want you to press that number one. If you have any comments, questions, I just want to share your thoughts on today's topic. Today's topic, once again, is a showcase and a gospel concert to remember. And I'm going to yield back to Mrs. Harris and let her give you more information on this great, great, great event that's coming up. Ms. Harris.
Okay. The show is going to be held at Gretna UM Church. It's 1309 Whitney Avenue. It's in Tarrytown, Louisiana. It's going to start at 12 o'clock, 12 until 8 o'clock. So if y'all want any tickets, y'all can, the ticket is $20, or you can pay at the door. It's $30. And it's $25 on Saturday. VIP is $30 on Saturday. Also, Sunday, it's going to be at the same facility. Doors going to open up at 12 o'clock. Show going to start at 1 until 8. They have Raw and Revelations on there, gospel singers on there. They have the Alabama Girls on there. They have the Melanie Clouds of New Orleans on there. They have my group, the Unstoppable Gospel Creators of New Orleans, going to be on there. They have Sent by God on. They have Minister Rowland and Company, Blessed by Four, the Swanee Quartet.
Wonderful.
Lamar
wonderful.
Brown and the Disciples. Yes.
My understanding is Paul Porter is also one of the guests that's coming in to sing on this weekend.
Yes.
Great, great, great gospel concert. Am I correct?
Yes, he's going to be on that Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. He'll be on that Saturday. Listeners, you do not want to miss this show. You do not. You would want to be a part of this because it's been a long, long time since New Orleans had a big concert, gospel concert, such as what's going to be taking place over the weekend. We haven't had a concert like this since before Katrina. Now, we do have local gospel quartet groups that we support all the time, and we will continue to support our very own. But it has been a long, long time since we had a whole lot of quartet singers, a group of quartet singers from around the United States. And listeners, these quartet groups is going to be singing from all over Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, New York, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and many, many, many more states. But we're just excited to have you here in our city, which is New Orleans is no stranger to you, Ms. Harris, because you are a New Orleanian. But we're just excited, and we're blessed to have your husband, you, and your group to promote such an outstanding, awesome, phenomenal concert that's coming in our city this weekend. Now, can you share a little bit more about how you became a gospel singer? My understanding is you're one of the lead singers for your group. What interests you about quartet group or quartet singing that made you want to be a part of a quartet group?
Okay. Well, I was always raised around quartet singers. Like you say, my late father was here, but I always did go. But when I married Roosevelt Harris Jr., that's how I became a gospel singer, through my husband.
Okay. Now, and who was your father? What's your father's name that sung with the Antioch Spirit? Some of you that's listening in on today can remember the Antioch Spiritual thing. I remember them because I was a member of the Antioch Spiritual Church. And they used to come down every fifth Sunday. I tell you, we used to have a hallelujah time. And we used to enjoy praising and lifting up the name of Jesus. And I remember the Antioch. So, and I know your father, but I want you to share with our listeners your father's name that sung with the Antioch.
My father's name was Archie Childs.
Archie Childs, my quartet lovers. I know you remember Mr. Archie. Mr. Archer sung for many, 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 for many years. And going back into those times make me think about, remind me of my father, Reverend James Chapman, and he sung with the Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers at one time. He also sung with his brothers, the Chapman Gospel Singers. And he also was a lead guitar player for the Golden Chain. And he had an opportunity to sing with the Crime Seekers, the legendary Rocks of Harmonies, and so many, 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 many other groups. But today we want to focus on the Unstoppable Gospel Creators. And we want to know a little bit more about your group and who sings in that and who are your musicians and how many times a year do your group have an opportunity to sing, not just here in the city of New Orleans, but around the world? How many times do y'all go out and travel around the United States singing?
We've been, but since COVID, it been light, but we usually have five around the world, around the city, you know.
Five concerts here locally?
You say how many times we have? Say that again.
How many times do you have an opportunity to travel outside of the city of New Orleans and have a concert outside the city, not just here in the city, but outside the city of New Orleans?
Okay, as I said, we go sometimes, it'd be more, but since COVID came, it has slacked up some.
Okay.
So, but we sing every month. We sing every month.
And you also have your yearly anniversary here in our city of New Orleans or in Algiers and some of the other surrounding cities, surrounding areas in the city of New Orleans. And we're just excited about this here upcoming showcase and this upcoming gospel concert. And I know it's going to be a showcase and a gospel concert to remember. And I'm just excited about it. I tell you, listen, I'm excited about it because my family, the Chapman Singers, are music blessed. And all of my life, I've been around gospel singing. And my grandmama, which loved to hear songs and loved to praise God. And her favorite song was, "I'm a Soldier in the Army for the Lord." And as I go back to Mr. Archie and Antioch, my grandma was one of the ones that was on that dance floor doing the holy dance, praising and lifting up the name of Jesus. I want you to share with us also your children. Is any of your girls a part of Unstoppable?
My baby daughter, her name is Tashika Harris. She is the drummer of the group. She's the drummer and she's the booking agent for the group.
Wow. Now, we want to just pause right here, and we want to give the listeners some information. If they want to buy some tickets for this great, great showcase and gospel concert that's coming up on Saturday and Sunday, can you share with them a number or how they can contact you or your husband to get these tickets? And listeners, if some of you that know me, if you need a ticket, you can reach out to me, and I'll hook you up with a ticket, okay? Because we're going to let Ms. Harris share a contact number that you can contact Mr. Deacon Harris, Roosevelt Harris, and herself if you are in need of any tickets. You can now give that information.
Okay. You can contact me at area code 504-247-5915, or you can contact my husband, Roosevelt Harris, Jr., at 504-508-5107. Or you can contact our booking agent, my baby daughter, Tashika Harris, area code 504-943-1829.
There you have it, listeners. Also, can you repeat again how much it is for these tickets and what it is at the door and how much a VIP ticket will cost if someone is interested in buying one?
Okay. For the showcase that morning, it's $20 for that, and VIP is $30. And following the showcase is a concert that night, which is a start about 6 o'clock and ends at 8. That is $25, $30. At the door is $35. And on Sunday, you can get a ticket for $30. The VIP is $45. And that the door is $35.
All right, so you see, listeners, she's breaking down to you the entire prices of each event that's happening on the 2nd and the 3rd. My understanding on the 2nd, they're first going to start off with a gospel showcase. The showcase is going to be so many groups, so many. You can be a solo singer, or you can have a choir, you can have a group, or whatever you are part of. You can come to this gospel showcase if you already have registered for it already. That is that will be the time that they will show their talent. And there are going to be prizes that's going to be given away, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd prize going to be given away to the winner of that showcase. Now, everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome to come to this showcase where you will hear a numerous groups that sharing their God-given talent. And they have an opportunity to explore the gifts that they have on the inside of them. And we all have gifts, listeners. It's just that a lot of people are afraid to act and bring their gifts to fruition. But I know the word of God said, from our belly will flow rivers of living waters. So we're going to have an opportunity to hear these musicians, hear these singers, and hear these artists. And that never had an opportunity to release a record or to be put on a record label. That day will be the day that the producers, promoters is going to be there, and God may bless somebody, or maybe, I don't know how many, that's going to walk away from there with the contract to become a gospel singer recording artist. And I'm praying that the Lord's going to bless many, many, many of you. Now, Ms. Harris.
Yes.
With this gospel showcase, this is not the first time y'all had an experience this, but was it a great, great, great opportunity for some young people to become recording artists at the last one that you all gave?
You say that again. You broke up, sister.
The last one that you all gave, the showcases that has been given before, well, there are many, many people that was blessed to have a recording contract and became a recording artist just from being a part of a showcase like what you are having on Saturday.
Yes. Yes, correct.
What a blessing, listeners. What a blessing. What a blessing. Now, this is, we only have a short time left in the show. So we're going to encourage you to press that number one. We want to hear from you on today. Miss Sister Harris want to hear from you on today. If you're a part of the group and you're listening, press that number one and say hello to us on today. Press that number one if you want to share something. I want to add to something that's already been said. I'm overexcited about it myself. I just can't wait until Saturday come to be a part of such legacy. So we're going to be keeping all of them in prayer, and we're going to be thanking God that they choose the city of New Orleans to come in and give this great, 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 great event. And if you never met Mr. Joel Tyson, he's a character, a person, a man of God that you're going to be happy to meet and shake his hand. Also, Deacon Roosevelt Harris Jr. You never met him before. I never had an opportunity to hear the Unstoppable Creators. Now is the time that you can get an opportunity to come and hear them sing. Not only hear them sing, have an opportunity to shake their hand and share your love, because we're just excited that we have so many gospel quartet groups out of the city of New Orleans, and they're going forth in the name of Jesus. And we want our young people, and we want more of quartet groups to come forward, because after Katrina, quartet groups had died down, and it was kind of hard for them to get it back up and running. Now, listeners, they have got it back up and running. Some of our groups here in the city of New Orleans, also some of the groups that you've heard right here on Facing the Fears. We thank God that God is blessing the quartet singers to come back alive again. But listeners, they can't do it without your help. They need your help in buying the tickets. They need your help in being present. They need your help in helping lift up the name of Jesus.
so that I know we're not going to disappoint the Unstoppable Gospel Creators of New Orleans. We're not going to disappoint Mr. Leo with the Melanie Cloud. So many of y'all know Brother Leo to have the car shop sell cars right there on Orleans and Claiborne. Yes, that's a little short Leo I'm talking about. Leo Jackson, listen, you have to come out to hear Brother Leo. And I know when you think back with Brother Leo, you know he's going to give God the praise. And also we're excited about our gospel on the Unstoppable Gospel Creator. I'm excited about them, and I'm so excited to have Sister Harris live on Facing Your Fears. And remember, listeners, if you need a ticket or if you need to contact the Unstoppable Gospel Creators, even after the weekend, if you might want to have them at your church or have them on a program, Sister Harris is going to repeat that number to you one more time, how to contact the Unstoppable Creators, Gospel Creators. So, Sister Harris, once again, please repeat that number to make sure someone is tuned in late in case they didn't get that information, okay. They'll be able to get it now.
Okay, area code 504-247-5915. That's my number, and you can, if you can't reach me, you can reach my husband, Roosevelt Harris Jr. at 504-508-5107.
All right, there you have it. Listen, don't forget you can contact me. His name is Dr. Norma Chapman. If you want a ticket and you cannot contact the Harris, but remember you can also pay at the door. They have an opportunity for you to pay at the door. In this church, I've seen a picture of the inside of it. I mean, it's huge. And it's just going to be a blessing to be in the midst of this great, great, great concert that's coming our way. And we want to wish Sister Lisa Harris the very best, along with her husband, Deacon Roosevelt Harris Jr., along with her daughter, the drummer. I have my niece and my people in my nephew that play the drum with the Chapman Gospel Singers, and it's exciting when you have someone in your family that not only sing, but God has given them the gift of being a musician. And I know they're very proud of their daughter. I know they're very proud of the Unstoppable Gospel Creators in a whole, you know. It's something very special to be a part of. Now, listen, we only have 2 more minutes left in this broadcast. So now is the time to press that number one if you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and your experience on today's topic, a showcase and a gospel concert to remember. If you just want to press that number one and say hello to Sister Lisa, we do have a caller. We do have a caller. This call is coming from our code 504. Last 4 digits of that number is 6041. We're going to bring them live into the studio with us now. Good evening, listener. You are now live.
Good evening. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and I missed part of the show, but I'm sorry I did. I'll be on the next show, but I know it's such a beautiful event that I'm missing that you're going to have for upcoming, I think it was Sunday, that's supposed to be. But I'm so sorry
Saturday.
I can't make
Saturday.
Another event to do. But perhaps the next one that they're going to have, I will attend.
Okay, well, Mimi, ask who's calling.
Jacqueline, I'm sorry. Jacqueline Griffith Gills at Pentecost Baptist Church.
Hey, Jacqueline,
Church.
How you doing?
Jacqueline,
how you doing? It's a pleasure having you on Facing Your Fears, and I know that you would be there with us if you can. And I just remember that next time you hear about the Unstoppable Gospel Creators, you would have an opportunity. I want to thank you for calling in on today, listener. All right, listeners, we only have 1 minute for you to call and a second for you to ask your question here on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. And if there's nothing else to be said, we're going to end our show at this time with our closing prayer. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to reach out to all of our listeners and all our friends and families, Father God, to tell them about this great, great event that you put in the pathway of New Orleans, Father God, blessing us, Father God, to hear gospel music and be a part of such great, 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 great blessing that you're sending our way. And, oh, Father God, we pray that the upcoming showcase, the upcoming concert will be of that as a blessing and a blessing to remember. Also be a showcase and a gospel concert to remember. And, oh, Father God, we thank you. And we ask you to keep the Florida families in your prayers. Also Hawaii, California, all everywhere where they have wildfire and hurricanes. Father God, we ask that you look down on their families and continue to bless them. And this is our prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank God. And this is our show for this evening. And goodbye to everyone.